I believe that's what it was. Now, what I used to do was we'd drive a stake in the ground and then just beat on the stake. But he did something. He did rub something. I believe it was a saw.
He's tried it, yeah.
I never did go
with him. Well, gosh, yes.
I never had any luck with it.
He went over here on the hill or on the mountain.
He
tried to get me to go with him,
didn't he? I took too many muddle buckets over there. Me and a former coach I had out here. You saw down a little bush, you know, about yay big. You took this all in.
Call it feeling for worms.
You don't want to cut too much. You want to cause the vibrations. After about 5 minutes, if you're a real rich area, worms begin to crawl out and everybody get along.
Lord, you're like me. I couldn't hardly leave first time I ran.
Vibrations house them to the point that by the time they get out, they're just numb, you know. They'll just lie there.
Isn't that hard to believe, really?
That is.
But he come back with two bagfuls. I wouldn't want to pick them up.
Sure,
I tell you what, they're that long, too, and they're called a foot long. Or isn't it something like that? Look like snakes, near
it. Both vibrations.
Yes.
Huh. That's logical, huh?
Well, sure, it's logical. But I got the coach, and he'd never been, neither had I. He said, I will try anything once. I said, well, get the dullest saw you have on the stairs over there, so you can try. And we had fiddled, I would have sworn a half an hour, but it couldn't have been very long. But,
somebody told you where to go, didn't you?
Just about decided there wasn't any. We began to look around. We were all over the place. We just started picking them up, the big old thing. So if you hadn't tried it.
You got to know where to go, though, right?
Third tap soil.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Limestone, you need your limestone rock close to the top of the ground.
Well, this old man called them fiddle worms.
Yeah, that's the reason they call it fiddling for worms.
I asked him what was the best type of fish bait, and he said fiddle worms. And I said, I've heard of fiddling for worms, but I don't believe I've ever heard of fiddle worms.
He was telling
me these great big worms.
Yeah, that's the reason they're called
it.
You've never tried it?
I've tried it, but I've never had any luck at it. I may have quit too soon and left too soon. I figured, you know, the minute you hit a lick, they start jumping out of the ground, you know.
That's like after rain. I saw something this afternoon out here crawling around on the ground.
But they wasn't fiddle worms.
No, I know.
I guess I'll have to try that again now just to say I've tried it, and then I'll be a little more patient about it next time.
Here. This mountain.
Going up Spruce Pine Mountain?
Yeah,
Spruce
Pine Mountain's about as
fine
places I know.
I'll sure keep that in mind. I'll have to just give that a try one of these days. What kind of fences can you think of, different types of fences?
Well, like barbed wire.
All right, barbed wire, and what might you put around a garden or a yard?
Chicken wire.
Okay.
Net wire.
Okay. What's in net wire? Is that the same thing as chicken wire?
Let's see. It could be, but let's see. I'm trying to think.
Maybe it's a smaller wire.
Yeah.
You ever hear of hog wire?
Yeah, hog wire.
Okay. What about wooden fences?
Yeah, you got the patience.
Yeah.
You have a wooden fence. I say that's called a log fence.
All right. And what about a paling fence? I believe somebody told me.
Paling?
Paling or
a railing or say? Yeah, a picket fence.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I heard of rail fences.
Okay. Okay. What about if you're putting up a wire fence, you've got to nail the wire to the what?
Post.
Okay. Have you ever seen a fence made out of rock or stone?
Yes, a lot of them up in the mountains.
Yeah. That's what they do with all the rocks they pull out of their feet.
They're pretty,
I think. Yeah. What do you call your best dishes that you bring out for company?
China.
Okay. And on a farm or something, a thing that you might carry water in would be a what?
Bucket or pail.
Is there any difference?
Not really, to me.